Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Consolo. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting sixth. The pitcher, Mickey McDermott. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mickey McDermott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Garcia. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mike Garcia. And now, play ball. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall takes first base on ball four. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pearsall. The throw from Hegan and he is safe. Pearsall steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams strikes out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Goodman reaches second base with a double. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Goodman moves to third. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. Goodman scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland misplays the ball. That's an error on Strickland. White moves to second. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. White moves to third. Umflett moves to second. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 1 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Strickland reaches second base with a double. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia hits a ball on the ground for an out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive towards short. Lepon catches it and throws to first to double up Garcia. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Goodman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell moves to second. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 0 for 1 in the game. McDermott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 1 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 2 in the game. Consolo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Doby strikes out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-1 in the game. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Garcia, and towards Avila, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McDermott hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Glenn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-2 in the game. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mitchell strikes out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Glenn moves to third. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. Westlake takes first base on ball 4. Dobie moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Strickland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Glenn scores. Dobie moves to third. Westlake moves to second. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 2 in the game. Umflett strikes out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0 for 2 in the game. Lepon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 0 for 3 in the game. Consolo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lepon moves to third. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garcia has Lepon trapped. There's the throw to Hegan and over to Rosen, who tags Lepon for the out. Consolo moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Goodman hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hoot Evers now playing left field. Hank Majeski pinch hits for Mike Garcia. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lepon fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill White now pitching. Mickey McDermott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDermott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McDermott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 0 for 3 in the game. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Strickland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby moves to third. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith pinch hits for Bill White. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Strickland moves to second. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 4 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Lapon. Doby scores. Strickland scores. Smith moves to third. Avila moves to second. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Hooper now pitching. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Consolo takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Consolo moves to third. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Consolo scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Goodman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Goodman, and towards Consolo, who fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering, for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Westlake hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.